Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful show, do some healing with everybody. So we normally do a lot of sample healings so you can actually experience what it's like to have a healing that happens in a blink of an eye. So here we go. We're going to do an emotional trauma release for everybody. This is the first clearing that you need from the light shift so you can actually have a better life and not be in judgment as much as you normally would be. Remember, you're living the judgments of your ancestors, and you want to get those released. And they come up in this lifetime, and when they come up, then you start judging everybody, and this pushes your buttons because you're pushing their buttons. And you just want to get out of that vicious circle of disempowerment. So here we go. This is an emotional clearing, and I'll go back 10 days for everybody. And so you don't have to think of anything that's happened to you. Some people kind of are used to earth-based healings where they have to think of something and write it down or look at it, regurgitate it a bunch of times and work through it. The lightship healings requires none of that. They just clean the slate. And then when you're done with the clearing, you can look at different situations and voila, it's released. Just like that. This is the same healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So here we go. We're going back 10 days. So 10 days ago, and I'll go to the chakras here so you can actually feel it. Some people like to feel the energy in their body. Remember, the chakra clearings are just an indication that we're doing something. This is only like about 1% of what's really happening to you. So just trying to clear your chakras for each year of your life, like I do, will not work. It may help to clear your chakras naturally, but it won't do this healing. Because there's so much more going on that cannot even be talked about. So here we go. So 10 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. 9 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 8 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. 7 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 6 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared. That one feels a little bumpy for some of you out there. So we'll clear the 5th chakra a little bit more for 6 days ago. Here we go. 6 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, and power chakra has a rough time. So we're working with that now. There we go. So, yawning. So, power chakra, 3 days ago, cleared. 6 days ago, yeah, 6th chakra. 2nd chakra cleared and 1st chakra cleared. Okay, 5 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, and that one's rough. 5th chakra here now. Boy, holy moly. Okay, cleared. 4th chakra cleared, 3rd chakra cleared, 2nd chakra cleared, 1st chakra cleared. 3 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 2 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And now we're coming on today, to this very second. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, everybody, just kind of look at a situation that you dealt with in the last 10 days. Normally you would look at it, and you may not even want to look at it because of what happened to you. You don't want to normally look at it because of that emotional response that would set in. So look at it now. And instead of having all this static around you, all this irritation, whatever you went through, you're going to find that it's very distant to you. And this is the way these healings work. The energy becomes very distant so that you can actually work through it without doing anything about it because it's already done. So the working through is just allowing your body to have the healing process, and your body will go through a change in energies during this process because where the energies was held in your cells, where it was blocked with you, then you're able now to have more life force energy from your spirit for healing, and you're going to actually have your body have a healing process. This is the wonderful thing about these clearings is that it works with your genetics and it clears you. So we're going to do another sample clearing. So this is for the feeling body. And again, it's very similar. The emotional body is for people who have blocked emotions. Everybody has that, but you may not know it. So we'll go back 10 days and do a feeling body. And this one here, I'll just do a little bit faster here. So 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared, 6 days cleared, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So again, just kind of look at a situation or two. And normally, you know, by living on planet Earth here, we go through stuff daily. You might have 10 events that happen in a day that maybe pushes your buttons or get you kind of upset, so this kind of mellows you out instantly. I'm going to do a mental clearing. This is for people who are really, really mentally attached to things. Some people work with figures a lot, mathematics. Maybe they do writing and they got to use their mind. And they can't get off of this, off of that conveyor belt of using that particular energy, so they need to get some kind of reprieve. So here we go, a mental clearing. So I'll do this one slow. So I kind of jokingly say the emotional one is for women and the mental one is for men, but naturally everybody works in both areas. So here we go. And if you don't feel it, it's working anyway. If you're not sensitive to the feelings, don't beat yourself up because they do work. So here we go. I'll do this one the slow way to the chakras. This is a mental body clearing. Here we go. 10 days ago, so 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 9 days, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 8 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 7 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 6 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And 5 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared, and then naturally today. 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, and 1st cleared. Okay, like everybody, if you would, just get up and kind of walk around and just see how you're feeling right now, and I'll give you a minute to do that. So walk around, stretch, twist, and you may find that you're having your body kind of come back into shape here. You might feel bones maybe popping. Maybe you might have knees and ankles do some cracking or whatever. And you may feel your body loosen up. So I'll give you a minute to do that. And it's very necessary to do this after part of these clearings because naturally you want to feel the change in your body. And you will actually feel it. If you feel more relaxed, that's part of it. So I'll see everybody back in about a minute. And get up and stretch and just see how you're doing. And definitely walk, you know, walk maybe 20, 30 steps and back again. Get around, do some stretching, twist, and just see how you're feeling. And remember, it's definitely wonderful to feel your body changing. Okay, so hopefully everybody feels better. And I'll do another clearing here. And this is for people who are in pain. And then I'd like you also to walk around after this here. So we'll go back and do this the fast way here for the pain body. Remember, these energies get stored and they stay with you for a long time, for your whole lifetime. This is why you want to have these energetic bodies released of these energies. So here we go, pain body. So, 10 days ago cleared, 9 days cleared, 8 days cleared, 7 days cleared. Oh man, this is rough. 6 days ago, somebody's had some pain, so let's get this off here. Oh dear, 6 days cleared. Feels like abdominal pains or something. Wow. Still better go back to 6 days here. There, doing that some more for everybody. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days is a rough one. So clearing this out here. Okay, here we go. 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, so there we are. So if you want to call in, I have a phone number here. You could try this one here. It's 530-876-3222. 530-876-3222. Or you could also try the same area code, 530-876. And that's 9916. You could try those two numbers if you wish. And they'll connect you to BBS also. There's also other numbers, but it's on the fast chat here. So you can try those. The toll-free number, thank you, Heal, is 888-815-9756. So, yeah, we like to have some people call in. If you happen to be back here in New York and you were at the expo the last 3 days and want to talk about the light infusion chamber, how you felt about it, or maybe how you saw the people leave it with a big smile on their face, you could do that too. So I'm open to questions and call-ins, so that would be wonderful. So we'll see if our co-host is on here, our sponsor. Annika was going to check in here, so we'll just see if she's online. So Annika, are you out there in cyberspace yet? So we're trying to get Annika here, so she's trying to connect here. So we'll have her on shortly, I believe, here. So here we go. Anybody out there calling in? If we do, just come in, ask some questions. I'll be at the ARE Center, Edgar Casey Center, here in Manhattan. I have a workshop tomorrow night, 6:30 to 9:30, and one on Friday, the same time, and one on Saturday, 1 to 4. So we'll just talk about some of the healings maybe that we had at the Light Chamber. We have regular people who want to come back all the time. One lady who had her claustrophobia cured a while back, I think maybe three different events ago, she came back. She normally comes now regularly. A lot of people come in, they see it. They want to come in for more healing. It's just great. And it's just a wonderful experience. What I'll do is let you experience a part of this here, and I'll be back in a second here. Okay. And we've had just many, many wonderful experiences. People walk in with maybe a hurt muscle. Maybe their neck is really tense, can't move it, and all of a sudden they feel better. So I'm just give you a one-minute experience here, the way the light infusion chamber feels. So here we go. Sit back and relax, and we'll bring the energy in here. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. It's coming to you right now. You might want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And there it is. Coming in pretty strong. We'll just increase it here. And it feels pretty good to me. So this experience, this, you want to request a healing.
I'm going to leave here in a few minutes.
And again, just feel the energy coming into your body. And we'll take some callers if they're online in about a minute from now. We'll just see if anybody's called in. So just feel the energy. Some people even like to put their hand on their body location. It's interesting to have people's experiences. Some people come out kind of at awe because they actually maybe saw light beams. They may have saw different colors flowing around their body, in their body. It's just incredible. I don't know what you're having now for an experience, but you should feel your body getting lighter. And you're definitely out of time right now. Okay, so we're going to come back from the light chip here, from the light infusion chamber. And that's completed right now. We'll see if we have any calls here. So anybody call in on the BBS line here? We'll see if Seth can put someone through if they have.
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi, it's Annika.
Hi, Annika. Oh, got you online.
Thank
You're
you.
Out there in cyberspace.
Yeah, I sure needed that today. Whatever you were doing that there was really good.
Yeah, we just did.
When I say whatever you were doing, I kind of know what you were doing, but sometimes it's just the experience takes my words away, you know?
Yes, that is true. So, if we get any other call-ins here, any sample healings you might like to experience, we just did the mental body, the feeling body, and the emotional body. We did them really long so people could actually experience that. In fact, everybody, you know, like I mentioned, walk around now if you would for maybe a minute or two and bend and stretch and just see if your body is feeling lighter, and maybe you might find, you know, maybe your back go back into place. We had one fellow whose back was out for about 10 years, and after going into the light chamber, all of a sudden he walked down and says, man, my back, you know, is perfectly fine right now. It went back into place effortlessly. So the light beams do wonderful things. And remember, it's kind of up to you to request healings and to also have different particular healing sessions to move yourself forward. What I'm finding when I go to these workshops, one lady said she finally understood what I'm talking about. And she's probably have been through, naturally she's in New York here, and whenever I do the Strange Universe panels at the New Life Expo, she's there. So I think she's probably sat through about maybe close to a dozen of my lectures. She always comes to them. I normally do three lectures each time I come back. And she goes, you know, Ron, I finally got it. She goes, I watched the people around me, and I think we probably had about 60 people or more in the room here. And what she said was the fact that the energy was so strong that she finally got it. And what she was saying is that she understood that she knew what it meant to love your body. And I mentioned about the ascension process and that you have to love your body to do the work to have it do the ascension. And so what she said was, you know, I finally understand it, and I looked at everybody else around, and they just couldn't figure out or love their body enough to want to do the work. But she says, I finally understood what you were saying. And that's, you know, after probably about 2.5 years. So it's very interesting to see people's reaction. This is why we have so many archives on BBS Radio, and I think that's probably also true. So I'll just turn it back over to you. So most people don't get it because they've been lied to so much, and, you know, especially by New Age metaphysics stuff, that they finally realize that all their books in the metaphysical libraries really aren't doing them much good. Plus, they don't work. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I can totally relate to that. I've been there, done that, you know, and it's nice not to go through that anymore and stay away from it. So I can totally relate. You know, I finally got the fast chat up. I actually had a little bit of a problem with my computer, and finally I got it up here so I can read what people are writing finally. And I see people on there are saying that the phone lines are full. So I don't know if there is another number, and 888-815-9756 was not answering, and 530-876-3222 not accepted.
Yeah, very strange. So I'm so sorry for all of you if you wanted to call in, just possibly. Maybe they
have some
call them at BBS Radio, but we'll just see what happens. So
you can all put in requests and questions, because now I do have the fast chat, so I can read it to you, Ron. And in the meantime, I don't know if you want to go in and talk.
Oh, number one,
about
John. Full.
Sorry.
Yeah, two callers Seth told me so.
Oh, good.
Number one caller, and where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Larry from South California.
Okay, who's this again? I got a siren on my window here.
Larry?
Oh, hi, Larry. Hi, glad to hear you. I posed the question, which I do so often on one of my workshops. I asked when Jesus, walked the earth, when that was.
I can answer that question, I believe. I can tell you what came to me.
Okay.
What came to me, Ron, is that Jesus was born at 3 B.C., and he died at 69 A.D., so this means 72 years of age. And to prove this point, what I then received was that at 70 A.D., they had the Nicene Council to destroy the lie teachings. So these 72 years that Jesus walked the earth, he would have time to work in with the Dead Sea Scrolls, too. So I'd like your opinion on that. This is what I received.
Boy, I don't know, because it's still under A.D. and B.C., you see.
Uh-huh. Well, I think zero may have been nothing at all, except that they zilched out Jesus' time period, but it could still factor into 3 B.C. or 69 to 69 A.D.
Okay. Well, that's a good way of looking at it, just that we're still dealing with A.D. and B.C. That's the only thing that, kind of is goofy,
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anyway, do you have any questions, Larry?
Yes, I'd like some healing on the shoulder, area, if I could get some healing on that.
Okay, what side, left or right?
The left side, maybe the cellular would be a good healing for that.
Okay, we'll just put some energy that way. So here
okay.
we go. We'll see what can happen for you here.
Okay.
I don't know how deep this goes into your ancestors' physical traumas, but we'll just see what can happen here. Remember, what's happening now is that Larry's requesting a healing. So normally you would look at it and say, well, he just has a problem right now with his shoulder. Well, how far back does that go? Does it just came up to be healed? Did it, come into this lifetime? Maybe he's had a shoulder problem for 50 years, off and on, 50 times maybe, or maybe not at all.
It seemed that when I fell off a basketball court when I was about 21 years old when I fell off a basketball court, it seems like that's when it happened.
Okay, so that's the trigger point then, huh?
Yes, that was. Uh-huh.
Okay, so let's go back to the 21-year age point here, and we take some energy away from that here. And we'll just see what can happen here. Okay. And let's discharge that right now. So we have to discharge all these particular lifetimes. So we're just doing one of these events here in this lifetime. There we go. Okay, I just discharged that for you, Larry. Is there any change to your shoulder?
Any what, Ron?
Is there any change there to your shoulder?
Well, I still feel that kink in there.
Okay, but did it change at all just from me losing the trigger point, which was in this lifetime, you heard of, playing sports?
There may be some, I just feel the tenseness in it right now.
Okay, so it helps a little bit then?
It does seem to be coming through to some degree. There's a little blockage, but it seems to be trying to come through.
Okay, so any other time that you hurt your shoulder in this lifetime, before that time?
I don't think so. I think that was the primary time.
Okay. Did your father or mother have a problem with your shoulder?
No, they didn't.
Okay. So then the rest of it now stems in your genetics going way back then, probably from your grandparents on. So I'll just go back to your grandparents here and clear them out, and we'll just see what happens here.
Okay.
I don't know if that'll be far enough or not. Remember, the reason why we don't heal is because we have all the genetic imprinting of all these things. So here we go, taking these away here. Okay, that one generation's cleared. Remember, you could have, a lot of these generations going back, okay? That's about what we can do right now for you, Larry, to see how it feels.
Okay.
Is it any better?
It feels like it is better. I can move it now. It feels like it. Something loosened up.
Okay, so basically what happened was your grandparents passed on this energy to your parents, and then you got it now as a big gift. Remember, who you really are is your grandparents, okay? And so, you know, that manifested in you. This is why, you know, and as you go back further and further, it's going to tend to, you know, do more healing on you. But this is, the Bible talks about, you know, comes about of the seven generations, you know, et cetera, you know, deals, you know, this is a sin that you're dealing with is from the past seven generations, which is the judgment energy, and that causes problems. So thank you for calling, Larry. I think we have another caller online. So if you want to speak up and maybe let us know your name and where you're calling from, that'd be wonderful.
Ron?
Yes.
It's Pauline from New York.
Hi, Pauline from
New York. I didn't see you at the expo, but I'm saving up the money for clearings. That's the reason I didn't show up at the expo. But
thank you
for sharing about the light infusion chamber. I wanted to ask you, I noticed, I figured I might as well just get the, one of these days I'll get the light infusion chamber clearing, because that sounds like a good thing to have where I can go unlimited once I get the lifetime cleared. And I saw that it also does, like, codes. It helps with the DNA and getting the light codes back in. And so that sounds like that's something that we all need to have.
Yeah, that's what the light chamber does. Yeah, it puts the light codes back into your body. That
works
the
on
alien
bodies, doesn't it, as well?
Yes, that helps out a lot. Because
the
problem that we have is that we don't have all the stuff inside of us. So just trying to get a DNA attunement really is not going to work, because you have to do the clearing to have the space to get rid of the judgment to have the energy work with you and for you. So you have to clean yourself out in order to have, you know, the energy come into you. So any DNA attunements that are out there are not from the light ship, naturally, number one. And number two, they're probably from the darkness energies posing as light. So, you know, if you have any of these or a lot of them done to you, I would recommend going on the dark side practitioner line. Not that the practitioner is known as darkness, but they are using the dark side energies, and you may want to get that cleaned out of you also, so you're not hooked up to the alien plan.
I need to have that, and then also have backup of the light infusion chamber to take over as soon as I get the clearings from the dark side practitioner, and I go back and forth, so this way I'll be really cleaned out.
That's the way to do it. That's good.
Okay, could you give us a sample of it for everybody?
I did a one-minute sample earlier.
Oh, no, I know about the light infusion chamber. I'm talking about the dark side practitioner. Is there a sample?
Here we go. So I want everybody to think of a person. Now, this doesn't have to be a metaphysical practitioner, although it could be. But I want you to think of somebody that when they think of you, they might send you a bad vibration, okay? Which we'll just call them then a dark side practitioner, because they're sending you some type of mind control energy. So think of them right now. And then from there, it could also be a person that you worked with and you didn't feel quite right after a special, divine attunement or some energy coming to you. So just think of them and possibly the time that it happened. Not necessarily needed the time, but it does help. So this is just for you to zero in on the energy, okay, for validation for yourself to see if you feel better. And here we go. I'm going to count to 10, and we're going to tend to eliminate some of this energy from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm yawning. Oh, man. 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just do that one over again here. It's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, Pauline, did you sense anything happening to you?
Yes, I did. It was so strange today. Somebody I connected with, I was trying to talk her. You know, she has listened to your show. She has never gotten a real clearing. And she tried to put me on to another practitioner, and I got whammed. And I tried to clear myself with the emergency. It didn't help. And I knew it was the dark side. You know, she might just be flowing dark side energy because she keeps getting, healings from all these dark side. It seems like everybody's a dark side practitioner besides, that's not you. That's how I look at it right now. So it's good for everything, it sounds like. And I think Annika already has this on her. She has the unlimited, so I know she could totally testify. But this was really good. I really felt it.
Oh,
thank
that's
you.
Great. Yeah, these things, you don't know what really happens to yourself as you innocently go into something. And you really don't, you know, everybody, not just you, Pauline, but, you know.
But I was blowing it myself when I used to do all the, connect to all these energies myself. So I know I, you know, I'm not going to judge anybody because I've also been doing it before.
Yeah. So, and you don't really know how bad you are. You know, because you don't know, you know, where you are is where you are. Whether you're, you know, in living in, you know, bliss or, you know, sorrow or, you know, pain or whatever, you know that you have this, but you don't really know typically how bad off you are, you know, until you have a clearing and you feel better, you know, because you're, what happens is your mindset just goes there and then this is who you think you are. And whatever you're dealing with is you know, where you are until you get the healing. And then all of a sudden you go, wow, I feel much better. And this is the way the healings work. So it allows you to get more of your spirit with you, and that helps heal. Remember, all these healings are working with your spirit. We're empowering your spirit to do healings on you. And so some people think that their spirit is this almighty, powerful force. And once upon a time, it was. It still has power in it. But remember, it has the belief systems and the corruption of being on this earth plane for so long, and it lost its backup. It doesn't have all of that divine energy flowing through it because of the programming. Remember, each lifetime that your spirit comes in, it takes out a little bit of the programming, so all of a sudden it gets diluted. So the fact that your spirit is fully empowered on one hand is true, but it's not what it could be. So what happens is the light chip comes, cleans your body, so your spirit now can move into those places. It doesn't have enough horsepower of its own to work there. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. And then from there, it empowers your spirit. So two things actually happen. You get an energetic body cleared, maybe many of these, and your physical body then gets cleared. And now all of a sudden, your spirit can now work in these areas where it could not have done that before. And this is how the healings work. So your spirit is always involved 100% with all these clearings. And this is how they work. So hopefully everybody felt that clearing. And you could also go on the website under Alien Attacks, and you can go into that page and just put in different websites that you may have been to. And they don't have to be alien websites, you know, where you're reading about the extraterrestrials. It could be any website that you choose to. And the cost for that is $30 a month, unlimited usage. So I would strongly for everybody to get on that. You can get the worms out of you and shapeshifters and many other things. So that's a very powerful way to empower yourself and to feel better. The whole thing is to feel better. So thank you, Paula, for calling.
Okay, thanks.
We appreciated your call. Really. So hope to see you maybe at the ARE Center tomorrow or sometime. So we'll just say blessings to you. And we'll see if another caller is online, possibly. And I'll just turn it over to Annika.
Yeah,
hello?
I heard somebody in the back there, but maybe that was Pauline getting
hello?
Okay, yeah, here
yes,
hello.
I say hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Phil. I just want to give a feedback from the expo.
Okay, so hi, Phil. So I see that you're
yes.
on the online BBS fast chat. Great. So, what could you shed some light on? That would be wonderful.
First of all, I've seen the booth was brighter than the last time, the last expo a month ago. There were light chamber was wider and could accommodate more people. It felt roomy this time, and also the booth looked nice. Nicer. Actually, the energy was clear, was lighter overall the expo, but at the booth was a long line when I got there. People were standing in line, actually, to get to you, to talk to you.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, what happens sometimes at some of the events, there are practitioners, and I think this is probably why this kind of relates to Pauline, I think, in a sense, but some of these events that you go to, there are a lot of practitioners trying to capture the same dollar, you know, as a person walks in. And, you know, they're very eager and they put sometimes, you know, energy out. If you want to use the word curses and spells, you can. But they do that to different booths, you know, because they want to get that money. And the whole energy, you know, drops down on the expos. And the people that actually are very sensitive really don't want to come sometimes, or they have to wade through all this yucky stuff. And this is what happened. So this one here was a little lighter, just because it was the yoga raw food one. So we didn't have all that competition of practitioners trying to grab the same dollar from everybody.
When are you going to be back with the light chamber?
We'll be back, I think the next expo is in October, maybe middle of that, of the month there. It's a new life expo at the Manhattan Hotel. I don't have the exact date. It's probably posted online. And we also had two of my lectures recorded. It'll be on Quest.tv, Quest, Quest.tv. And they're very good. I really liked them. So you may want to look forward to that. It might be, you know, I don't know when they post them or do it, but it might be maybe a week away. I'm guessing it could be up right now. Both very, very good. One was about ascension, talking about that. People loved it, had some questions from the audience. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, we had a whole slew of people at it, and I was doing healings. You know, just spontaneous healings for people. Very, very good. And that'll work for you, too, whoever listens to it. So thank you, Heal, for calling. Would like to add anything else?
Thank you. That's for now.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Annika. Back to you, unless another caller's online.
Oh, sorry, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you good.
Okay.
So let's do some more healings. Do you have one that we can do,
yes,
Annika?
Yes, yes. I'd love to do a sample of the heartache clearing because I had it done myself and realized how much energy there was there.
Oh, yes, and I also, I think I did that one also on the, which will be on Quest.tv, too. Here we go. This is heartache. So we're going to take this energy out of people. Here we go. Oh, man, this one's rough, too. Oh, dear. Yeah, relationships here can be pretty rough. For myself, when I do the healings, not so much for men, but when I get from the ages... for basically women from probably maybe age 10, I'll just say, to, you know, the teens, middle teens or so, even up to 20, on the emotional clearings, it's always very, very heavy. It's, when I first started doing this, I got very sad because I can actually sense, as the energy goes through me, just the heartache from women after having maybe their first maybe, you know, romantic relationship, where men just kind of breeze right through it, as a general rule. I might get a few men that actually have been traumatized, you know, from, you know, maybe a girlfriend at the time, but women almost always get trashed, and it's just very sad for me to see that. And anyway.
Well, that's really interesting that it's not just me then.
No, no. So here we go. In fact, I'll work on all of you right now. We'll take off the heartache from 10 to 15. Here we go. So we can get, I don't know how much this is going to release from you, but it'll do quite a bit, okay? So if it becomes emotional for you, you know, it's nice because it's being released. Here we go. I'm going to do the front part of your chakra first, front side, then we'll do the back side. Well, a lot of yawning here. Okay. Very sad. Here we go, coming out. What's sad is that when I do everybody and I do these clearings, and we'll say that I work with somebody, let's just say who's 70, and I do these, do an emotional clearing. And I come to the younger ages and I go, man, if only if I could have been here and the person knew about me, you know, when maybe they were 5 years of age and had this clearing done, you know, or, you know, if the parents knew about it and had it done for their child or something. You know, they're living with this trauma for like 65 years and living their whole life based upon this guilt or whatever happened to them. Maybe they were molested by a cousin or something and they're now, you know, sexually dysfunctional or something like that. Or they have this hatred toward men or women or whatever. And they're carrying that for their whole lifetime. And this clearing, you know, the emotional clearing basically gets rid of this out of them. So if you're one of those candidates and, you know, you have that done or you know somebody, you know, this is why it's so wonderful to come forward, step up to the plate and clean and have this emotional clearing done for your grandchildren or you know, family members who are younger, because you don't know what they've been through, you know. You don't know if a babysitter did something to them, you know. And as they get older, they become, maybe hardened toward liking somebody because they have that imprinting. It's just so sad as I do these clearings and I see this, and their whole life would be completely different if they would have had a clearing. Because now they know about it. They go, yeah, I'm free of this here. Well, their life's already been led at the age of 70. What are you going to have, you know? Not much time left after that, typically, where you're functional. So here we go. So that's the saddest thing to me, is that these clearings take an hour and your whole life has changed.
I know, it's incredible.
Okay, now I'm going to do the back side of the chakra. So if you have children or you know somebody who has some type of emotional problem, doesn't have to be sexual abuse or anything like that. Maybe they saw, you know, maybe their dog get killed or something in front of them. Well, they have that trauma. Man, pay for that clearing for them. Get this energy, you know, off so that they don't have this sadness through their whole lifetime. Like I said, the one lady finally got it. She goes, yeah, I love my body. I've always loved it, but now I really get it. I have to do the ascension because I love my body. And I looked around it with me, and the people were looking. They kind of understood it, but she says, and she was a feeder. She goes, I know they didn't get it because it went into the mind. They didn't really connect to the body. They just connected to their mind and go, oh, yeah, just like reading a book, you know, or watching something. She goes, you know, but I finally, after hearing all of what you said through all the different times I heard you in New York here, I finally get it. She says, each time I got a little piece on it, and this time I got it. And she says, I don't know why I didn't get it before. It's so obvious. It's so simple, but I finally got it. So here we go. Back chakra here, back side of the heart. Okay, that's about all I can do right now for everybody. So I know that's helping, and, you know, there could be more there, but just kind of breathe into your heart. You might want to walk around, get a little glass of water. In fact, everybody get a glass of water quickly here, and I'll just do some water charging for you because I know the time is coming up pretty quick here to the show actually ending here. So we got maybe 5 or 6 minutes, so everybody get a glass of water, and we'll do some water charging in the next 2 minutes. So I'll put you back on again, Annika.
Okay, I'm back on. I just went to get my water here. So I wonder if you want to do anything of the parental influences, too, a sample of that one. That's another.
Yeah, that's a biggie. So, yeah, what I'll do is your mother. I'll do this also. I'll pick the age of 10, okay? Here we go. So this is taking away your mother's thoughts that controlled you. That's the only way I can really put it, at the age of 10. Naturally, it's her judgments, the way she wants you to live, good or bad. You know, it's typically at a younger age you need some kind of guidelines, but here's the age of 10 being taken away from you right now. Here we go. Okay, here we go. That's released. Now I'll do your father at the age of 10, how they imprint on you. And I do this for the whole lifetime clearing here. I see on the fast chat here, quite a ways up, Maurice, is that lost plane a UFO occurrence? I guess the plane is missing. Boy, when I first heard about that, when I got on the computer, I saw that, and that kind of came to mind. I can't guarantee it, but that kind of got flashed through. I didn't really look at it any further. So maybe they got just taken away momentarily and came back again someplace. So I don't know what to say. What I could say, though, is it feels like it is UFO interference somehow. Okay, I can say that much, I believe. That's what it feels like to me. But I don't like to get into that stuff too much. Here we go. And you don't know if the UFO was made, on this planet, or being a identified flying object, or if it's a unidentified flying object. I'll go and put that in both places there, because there are UFOs made here. You know, there are people and aliens making these, so everybody knows that, I'm sure. I'm just not to throw that out there. So here we go. Okay, let's get our water, everybody. So this cleared away your parents from you at the age of 10. And let's get some water for healing. So have divine light codes for you. Again, on the website, we have this too for water activations. It costs $1, and you get like maybe a gallon for $2. And the water lasts for a day or two because it's just designed for what you need right now in the present moment. So if you haven't experienced the water charging, definitely do that. Go onto the website and check it out. CreationLightShip.com. The left side, click on the water activation. And there's drop-down boxes there for what you may want to have. So here we go. Get the water between your hands. I'm going to count to 10. We're going to bring in the golden whales this time. They're going to charge your water up. This will be what you need right now in this present moment. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And this charging will take probably about a half a minute here. You may feel your hands kind of buzzing, tingling. I do this at all my workshops and lectures that I have, and the people always say the water is good. They all have a big smile on their face, and they have like a water container, like a water bottle. They hold it up to their mouth for probably about 10 seconds, and they're probably having about 5 large swallows of it here. And they look kind of amazed, and a lot of people, they come in, and they always tell me, make sure you do the water, because when I get on these lectures, I sometimes kind of forget it until the very end, because I'm in the moment, and I forget about doing the water charging. So I always get reminded. People love it. So they always come back for more water, if nothing else. So here we go. Water's done. Have some water, everybody. I'm going to have mine right now. And then I'll turn it over to you, Annika. I'm drinking my water.
Yeah, that was really, really good. I mean, I just feel those clearing so much. I just had a little sip of water, and yeah. Those two clearings must be something I really need, because I really, really feel them. So if you're feeling something, somebody else out there, you know that that's what you need. That's sort of what these samples will tell you if you're new to the Creation Light Ship. So then you know when you feel it. But if you don't feel it, you might just be that you're not really a feeler, which we
and that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes not feeling things is actually probably better than feeling them. In fact, people listening will probably be saying, yeah, I wish I didn't feel all this stuff. So if you don't feel, you're probably
your
office body still gets contaminated.
Yeah.
I'll go online and do the charging and stuff. You can do pendant charging, too, if you wish. And just check out the website. It's fun to play with. And, you can go on the alien page. So our time is just about over here, looks like. So,
there's so much stuff to do.
We have a conference call coming up here. And we do these $20 Lightship conference calls. If you're interested, you know, just send me an email or something, and we can get you set up for that. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. I still need to get my phone messages here, and so I'll need to do that. Anyway, I got a lot of them sitting right now. I've been very, very busy over the weekend. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and if you're in New York, come to the ARE Center tomorrow night, and we'll probably do some more photos too there. So go there at 6:30 New York time, ends at 9:30, and I'll say blessings to all of you, and thank you, Annika, for being...
Yeah, thank you.